the saint whose feast we celebrate today in the church is a very important saint and also has very important friends. He is the Franciscan bishop and doctor of the church, Saint Bonaventure. And of course, if you've ever been to California, and you've been to his church, the Basilica of St. Bonaventure, which gave rise, of course it was founded by St. Junipero Serra, and it gave rise to the name of the city, which is Ventura. It comes from Bonaventura, which is the name in Latin. St. Bonaventure was a Franciscan, and he was accepted into the Franciscan order, and he was very brilliant, so he was sent to Paris to study. He had studied, as everyone in those days did, in Padua and in other universities in Italy to obtain not only doctorates in theology, but also canon law and civil law. They were both the same, basically, in those days, though today they couldn't be farther from each other. Nevertheless, he was sent to Paris, which was considered to be the greatest university in Europe. And there he became very good friends with St. Thomas Aquinas, who so graces our church. Dominican and Franciscan. So he is the Franciscan counterpart to the great doctor, Thomas Aquinas. In the meantime, the Holy Father recalled him to Italy, and after all, he was Italian, as was St. Thomas, but St. Thomas stayed in the western part of Europe. He came to Italy and became one of his chief advisors, that is, of the Pope, and then the Holy Father named him Bishop of the city of Albano, and he also made him a cardinal, Cardinal Archbishop of Albano. And of course, in the last 50 years or so, Albano has become very famous for whatever reasons, because that is where His Excellency Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre had his summer home. And it was there on several occasions that I visited him and had dinner with him. Anyway, and I also did that at the seminary in Switzerland. Of course, all that is a big mess now, for which we need to pray, for the union of the church. And interestingly enough, many cardinals and bishops are now protesting to the Pope and going against the Pope. Not that I'm saying you should, but I'm just telling you, reporting the facts, considering the excommunication of the SXPX last week. So, supposedly, in 2 days, something will take place. I don't know what. So, in the meantime, we pray, particularly, we pray to St. Thomas, to St. Bonaventure, and to all the saints in heaven, especially the theologians and doctors of the church, as is St. Bonaventure, for peace in the church and peace in the Vatican. And that those cardinals and bishops which are not good, that are now in the Vatican, may be sent off somewhere or other, maybe to Siberia, where they belong. St. Bonaventure, help us. Thou whose name means good things to come, Bonaventura, grant that we may have many good things to come. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.